From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, August 23rd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that a state-designated beverage trail will have six stops in Greene County from Earlton to Windham. County stops on the trail are the Honey Hollow Brewery in Earlton, Crossroads Brewery Company in Athens, and Angela's Pizzeria and Brewery in Catskill. On the mountaintop, the Hudson Chatham Winery in Tannersville, Hamel's Brew Pub and Lodge in Hensonville, and the Cave Mountain Brewing Company in Windham will be featured. The Greene County Legislature recently approved a $38,000 grant from Empire State Development provided for the development of a new marketing campaign aimed at the craft beverage industry. Funding will be used to cover the cost associated with campaign, including a trail log, website, social media, and email campaign, and rack cards. New York is now home to close to 900 wineries, breweries, distilleries, and cideries. The number of microbreweries grew from 40 in 2010 to 145 5 years later. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting the 176th Annual Columbia County Fair will open next week on August the 31st and run through Labor Day, September the 5th, at the county fairgrounds on Route 66 in Chatham. The fair is sponsored by the Columbia County Agricultural Society. The fair will feature a demolition derby and the Columbia County's Got Talent competition on August 31st, the Schoolgirl Queen pageant on September the 2nd, a firefighter's parade and a tractor pull on September the 3rd, and the Cupcake Wars cooking contest hosted by Nancy Fuller of the Food Network on September the 5th. The 172nd Annual Dutchess County Fair opens today, Tuesday, August the 23rd, and runs through Sunday, August the 28th, at the fairgrounds located on U.S. Route 9 in Rhinebeck. The opening day grandstand concert will feature Third Eye Blind. The Rip Van Winkle statue has been found. David Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the wooden statue of Rip Van Winkle that disappeared from Wayside Park in Haines Falls has been found and returned. The 7-foot-tall Van Winkle was found Saturday, August the 20th, behind the Ulster and Delaware Railroad Station off Route 23 on the same property as the Mountaintop Historical Society. D.D. Timms Thorpe, historian for the town of Hunter, said he was found with a red envelope attached to the front bearing the words, "Thank you." The envelope contained a $50 bill. Thornthorpe said she was happy to see the statue back. She plans to use the $50 to make signs asking visitors not to litter or to cause damage to Wayside Park. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Casey Sealer is reporting at Capital Confidential that the Commissioner of the State Department of Environmental Conservation on Monday, August 22nd, pressed the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to do more to guarantee that General Electric has lived up to its responsibility to remediate the PCBs it dumped into the Hudson River for decades. DEC Commissioner Basil Seagos was accompanied by U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney and representatives of several environmental groups at the Albany waterfront. Seagos said in a statement released as he spoke, and I quote, "Unacceptably high levels of PCP contaminant sediment remain in large portions of the upper Hudson River. The job is not done, and the remedy as implemented may not achieve the targeted reduction of PCP levels in the water and fish tissue within the timeframes originally anticipated by EPA. EPA must ensure the remediation conducted by General Electric is effectively protecting public health and the environment from exposure to PCBs," end quote. You can listen to LEGO's full press conference at WGXC.org/newsroom, courtesy of Kyle Hughes of NYSNYS.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that Kinderhook residents packed the town courtroom last week for a meeting about heroin use and local overdose deaths. Deputy Town Supervisor Patsy Leader said there have been several overdoses and at least four deaths from drug use in Kinderhook in recent months. A large contingent of officials attended the meeting, including County Sheriff David Bartlett, Twin County Recovery Services Executive Director Beth Schuster, and Catholic Charity Senior Prevention Educator Mary Minahan. Schuster and Minahan described the programs offered by their organizations. Minahan provides drug awareness education for the Ichabod Crane School District. Representatives of law enforcement urge residents to call police if they see anything suspicious. Some in the audience praise the Chatham Police Program. Chatham cares for you. The program allows addicts to seek help at the police station. Village police assist in finding the person, a recovery program, and then transports them to the facility. People seeking help are not arrested or charged with a crime. Any drugs they might have with them are confiscated by the Chatham Police. Bartlett said his department's approach is very different. If someone comes to the county sheriff's office and are in possession of drugs or needles, even if they are looking for help, that person is arrested. Leader said meetings on the town's opioid crisis will continue next month. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County lawmakers last week adopted a law that prohibits the use of sky lanterns as a fire and safety hazard. Sky lanterns resemble an upside-down bag and stand approximately 1 to 2 feet tall and are designed to float using a candle to produce hot air. The devices are also known as candle kites, Chinese lanterns, wish lanterns, and sky candles, and are often launched to commemorate holidays, funerals, and weddings. The lawmakers wrote, and I quote, "The Ulster County Legislature finds that the release of these devices creates a serious fire and safety hazard because of the potential to start an unintended fire on or off the property from where they are released, and these devices can travel significant distances from the point of release," end quote. Violations of the law would result in a $250 fine or 15 days in jail or both for a first offense. Subsequent offenses could result in up to a year imprisonment. Ulster County Emergency Management on Friday, August 19th, said there have not been any reports of a fire being started as a result of sky lanterns. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Finally, Claire Hughes is reporting in the Times Union that Blue Shield of Northeastern New York and two related organizations wrongfully denied $1.6 million in claims for psychotherapy and nutritional counseling, according to the Office of the State Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman. Denial of those claims was in direct violation of state and federal laws. Under a settlement with the state, Blue Shield parent Health Now New York, based in Buffalo, will pay a $60,000 fine, reimburse members for thousands of wrongfully denied claims, and revise its practices. Schneiderman said, and I quote, "Individuals confronting mental health conditions, eating disorders, or substance abuse should not be denied coverage for the treatment they need and deserve," end quote. The company covers about 573,700 New Yorkers. A decade-old state law known as Timothy Law requires mental health and substance abuse coverage to be on par with coverage for medical issues, and a similar federal mental health parity law has been in effect since 2008. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 7 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 79 degrees. For Tuesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 56. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 61. And on Thursday, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Thursday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 68 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:12 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:42 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 23rd day of August, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.